I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to take a few minutes to encourage you through the Word of God and share with you a very important word and just acknowledgement that a believer has to ensure that we keep at the forefront of our mind in everything that we do and say, in everything that we endeavor to achieve in this life that we are living with all its challenges and situations. This is something very important that we need to always be mindful of and be conscious regarding, so that the enemy does not gain a foothold or gain ground in our lives. So I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 52 and verses 11 to 12. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. When we look at this particular scripture, it's written in terms of historically, it was God speaking to his people, the Israelites, and God was sharing with them how he understands that they are enslaved and that they have been taken advantage of, and that others have mocked them and ruled over them. And they are still God's people. And he says to them that my salvation is still over you. It actually says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. And so he goes on to say, now listen, I will bring you the good news, and I will proclaim my peace and my good tidings, and I will proclaim salvation over you. You know, when he says in chapter 52, verse 11, depart, depart, go out from there. It's so important as children of God that we are mindful of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. In the natural, there's our own voice, our inner conscience and our inner turmoil and our inner struggles and desires and just, you know, the carnal nature that desires its own thing, that desires what will bring it some form of enjoyment or temporary relief or easing of consciousness or removing of guilt and feeling judged and condemned. And so in our natural human form, we tend to overlook and cover up things that the Lord is saying, I want to bring into the light, not because I want to expose you to anyone around you, but the light that I bring you into, and the examination that I want you to perform in your own inner self-examination, is because I want to open your eyes. I want to see you renewed in your mind through my Spirit, to know the things that are holding you back, and that I'm actually saying to you, depart, depart, come out from there. Touch not what is unclean. Come out. Be pure vessels. Be pure temples. Be clean, for you are my dwelling place. We know from studying the Word of God that whatever is unclean and impure before the Lord cannot be consumed or filled or even touched by the Lord, because the Lord will not touch anything that is impure and unclean. But praise be to the Most High, for He has actually made it possible that through Jesus Christ, we can actually be pure and be clean before Him. But there are things that the Lord is saying to us that we need to depart from certain situations, from certain relationships, from certain things that are robbing us of our joy and our peace, or even sin that we are holding on to. You know, there are so many examples in the Bible where God speaks of things that can actually bring us to a place of impurity and uncleanness. He talks about gossiping. He talks about having an evil heart and evil intentions. He speaks about relationships that are impure before Him. So there's so many things that can be unclean, that can be impure in His sight. And God is saying, depart. But something else He says, it goes on in verse 12 to say, but when you leave, in other words, this is now you deciding, firstly, you recognizing through the help of the Holy Spirit, through your own introspection and circumspection of your heart before Him in that safe place where there's no condemnation against you, but conviction through His Holy Spirit as you seek Him earnestly and desire to want to know those unclean and impure things that actually cause you to be far away from Him, like God's people were when Israel was in a situation of bondage. And God is calling us out as He was calling His people out from that place of bondage. But it takes you and I consciously and deliberately making the choice and the decision and acting upon it in searching out those areas, in asking the Holy Spirit to expose those things that are not acceptable in the sight of God. So He goes on to say, but when you leave, meaning when you are obedient and you are willing now to leave those things that My Spirit is revealing to you, and you take the action of going away, of departing, from removing yourself from those unclean things, it says you will not leave in haste or by flight. That's what the scripture says. In other words, you're not going to leave in a panic, in a state of confusion and a state of just being unsettled, in a panic mode. It goes on to say, for the Lord goes before you. He is your rear guard. Now here's something absolutely amazing about this particular word. God saying that He will be your rear guard. You see, rear guard refers to soldiers that are stationed at the rear or at the back of an army or a body of people to protect them from an attack, especially when they are retreating. In other words, they are now moving away from something. So the front troops, the troops that are in the front, or the soldiers that are in the front, are called the vanguard. But the rear guard are the soldiers stationed at the back, at the rear. And the rear guard action is one of being defensive. Or the rear guard is actually engaged in defense and in fighting. Fighting and actually putting up a resistance against an enemy that's encroaching or coming upon you from the rear end, from the back. How amazing it is to hear the Lord tell us in His word that He will be our rear guard. Isaiah 58 verse 8 says, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health spring forth with speed, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Again, we see this word where the glory of the Lord is my rear guard. Think about that for a moment. That when you go out, when you depart from the things that are keeping you in bondage, you are not being told that you are going to rush out in haste and you're going to be exposed and you're going to fail. But if your faith in the living God and taking Him at His promises and obediently searching out those areas and being willing to depart and walk away and turn away. You know, repentance means to turn your back and to walk in the opposite direction. And when you do that, God will faithfully be your rear guard. He will protect you from the encroaching enemy or the backlash of the enemy. We are reminded of a scripture we know so well that says, the Lord will raise up a standard against the enemy. And you know, the amazing thing is He says in Isaiah 58, His glory will be our rear guard. So as you move forward in the strength of the Lord and in obedience to repenting and moving out of those areas of uncleanliness in your life, things that are impure, things that actually rob you and make you unclean, whether it be in your behavior, your attitude, the conversations you have, the people that you gossip about or you envious over, the things that you are so afraid of, that you feel so weak in, that you're not seeking the Lord earnestly in rescuing you and with His strength departing from those things. When you are unable to do this, you will never experience that rear guard. You will never experience the Lord being your standard, the Lord being that glory behind you, because you are moving forward in the strength of the Lord and His glory becomes your rear guard. You know, it's so important to understand what is clean and unclean. Do you know that the book of Job chapter 14 verse 4 says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? In other words, who can bring a pure thing out of an unpure thing? And it goes on to say, no one. In other words, there is no way that we can remain in things that are unclean and impure and still believe that somehow it will work itself out for good. And then we rationalize and we reason it out with the reasoning of the world and of the enemy to say, but God understands. God accepts me just the way I am. God's mercy and grace covers every wrong that I'm doing. And this is where we have to be so careful, because we can conveniently choose so many scriptures to even support and to justify what is unclean and impure in the Lord's sight. So I want to encourage you. The book of Psalms chapter 24 verse 4 says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation. Now I want to just briefly talk about unrighteousness, or righteousness for that matter. A lot of us believe that we're so deep in our sin and in our shame and in our guilt that there is no way that we can even consider ourselves to be righteous. And yes, to a certain extent, that is so true, because in our carnal nature, in our human flesh, we are all unrighteous. But do you know that it is not your own righteousness? In other words, it's not our works, your work or my work, for we know the word tells us that even those works are like filthy rags. But do you know, when you begin to search out those things that are unclean and impure before the Lord, so that you can work on having clean hands and a pure heart and receive the blessings of the Lord and His righteousness, because He is the God of salvation? When you do that, you exchange your unrighteousness for His righteousness. That's when we have a clean heart and we have a pure heart and clean hands as well before Him, is when we exchange our unrighteousness for His righteousness. And what does that mean? 1 Corinthians verse 30 says, it is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for He made Him, that is Christ Jesus, to be sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So yes, in our own human endeavors, in our own natural, carnal nature, we are unrighteous. But when we are actively pursuing holiness, and we are actually pursuing a clean set of hands and a pure heart before Him, so that we can approach His holy mountain, Mount Zion, when we do this, we exchange our unrighteousness for His righteousness. So I just want to encourage you with this word that you need to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord so that He may be found. God bless you.